There she was, just a walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing. I mean, well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
And a doo-wah diddy diddy Thursday morning to you. Got lots of music lined up for you today, including four Christmas songs, and one of those is by me. More on that later. Right now, let's get back to music, and let's send this one out to Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemary, please won't you try? Been no answer, though my heart says please. On what you do, my life depends. And with your answer, love starts or ends.
Morning, Ian.
Hello.
Well, the time's getting hard for you, little girl.
do you say we travel back to 1958 and a big hit for Jackie Wilson?
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops.
know I could share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Bend me down the highway, go let me down the highway. Moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Bend me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Thank you.
1972.
Okay, we're getting ready to play four Christmas songs, and we're starting out with one by me. I recorded this in 2005 while working at WCFR in Springfield, Vermont. So when I talk about looking back 40, 45 years ago, that was actually about 60, 65 years ago today. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Peace, love, happiness, anything else your hearts desire. Have a wonderful Thursday. You know, I remember Christmases in Bedford Falls. That's where I grew up. Looking back 40, 45 years, that's what Springfield felt like back then. Bedford Falls. Remember the scene where Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey is running through the streets of Bedford Falls? It's a Wonderful Life. He's just discovered that his life did have meaning, and he's running through the street, wishing Merry Christmas to everyone and even the buildings. When I was a kid, that's what Springfield felt like. Snowbanks were much higher than they are now, and I didn't have to drive, so I didn't care. Times were a lot different back then. We didn't worry so much about the size of the gift. Sometimes we didn't even worry about the gift at all. It was the chance to be together with family and friends. And as a child, back then, if you got a bicycle for Christmas, man, you were in seventh heaven. And today, well, that wouldn't do. Today it's got to be Game Boys, and it's got to be $300 to $500 video games. It's instant gratification on the internet. Back then we didn't have that. Back then it was a big thing if you took two cans and put a piece of string in between them and talked on the telephone. Used to do that all the time. We thought that was pretty darn cool. We thought it was high tech. We didn't have computers back then. We didn't have fax machines back then. We certainly didn't have cell phones. Every family had a phone, and quite often it was a party line where you shared it with another family. Something's changed in our world. I remember Christmas lights on houses. They were simple, dignified displays, and today they have become bombastic explosions of light. And I think sometimes the lights on those houses, and I'm not talking just about Springfield, I'm talking everywhere, the lights on those houses are put up with no real thought, no real clear understanding of what those lights originally meant, what the purpose was, what it was designed for. In a way, I think we've let our kids down. We've allowed Christmas to become something too commercial, too exploitive, too much of everything, without enough thought given to the real purpose, the real reason for the day. I know this makes me sound like an old-timer. Well, maybe I am. But Christmas was supposed to be, and is supposed to be, about something sacred, about something wonderful, about the birth of a baby that would change the world, and did change the world. And today, amidst all the flash and glitter, and all the too many presents, and all the buy it here now stuff, and everything that goes with it, we've lost that meaning, we've lost that understanding. I long for the old Christmases. I miss those days.
Christmas. Yeah. Thank it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. For one day.
Christmas Eve.